Hello, hello. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. And I am here today so excited, first of all, that I have you as my audience. But secondly, I have my special guest. You know, over the summer, we did the series talking about living your incredible life. So we're going to continue that series once a month with Dr. Sandra Rice. So excited to have her as part of the conversation today. But of course, you know where you are, the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. Again, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. Surrender is simply doing God's will His way all the time. So we're talking today about doing God's will in the area of past hurts. Yeah, you heard me. We're going deep today. We're going into one of those topics that sometimes people don't want to address, but you sometimes have to go back in order to move forward. So today's title specifically is Finding Freedom, You All, and Perfect Peace by Overcoming Past Hurts. So many who are listening today just finished hearing a conversation related to our theme this week on our Global Surrender Fast, which is Perfect Peace. And God's been just putting it on my heart that some of us really don't access the peace that is entitled to us, the peace that Jesus went to the cross to give us, because we haven't dealt with some of our issues from the past. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let me bring in my special guest first before I keep on rambling on. I am so pleased to bring back to you again, you guys, Dr. Sandra Rice, and we did a series over the summer, Living Your Incredible Life. Hi, Dr. Sandra, how are you?
Hello, Dr. Celeste. I am great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm excited to have you back in with us again.
So great to be here. I'm so excited. And I'm so excited about this topic because it's so important that we deal with kind of that what happens in our lives and look at, you know, how do we really gain true freedom? Because, you know, all of us experience trauma. Nobody escapes that. Nobody escapes, you know, the hurts of life, because life is life. And so I'm glad we're talking about this and talking about it with leaders, because it's important. I think in order to have perfect peace, you have to be able to go to the root of some of the things that may have happened to you in your life or in childhood or in leadership, you know. So great topic today.
Fantastic. And, you know, before we go forward, would you reintroduce yourself to some people? Some people might just be hearing about you for the first time. Let us know. Let them know what you do and kind of your expertise in this area.
Sure, absolutely. So yes, I'm Dr. Sandra Rice, and I my expertise really is in organizational leadership. And also I've been an entrepreneur for over 24 years, just celebrating my 24th anniversary in being a corporate leader. I've been in the real estate space and construction, general construction space for the last 25 years. So I'm an entrepreneur, corporate leader, and consultant. Doing a lot of consulting right now to leaders and organizations, really domestically and globally.
Nice. Love it. And you definitely have a heart for leaders and really helping leaders to grow into their best selves by really digging in and understanding their own thought process, their own behaviors, all of that. So I love that you are part of this. Yeah, this conversation on today. So we're talking about being free from trauma. And like you said, some people think that trauma is just something that happens to the other person. But truthfully, just as you said, we don't leave childhood unscathed. There is not one person, because we're in a fallen, broken world, a sinful world, that does not leave childhood with some kind of hurt, pain, whatever it is. And it's not that we can't get past it, but we really have to acknowledge that fact and really be diligent and intentional about being our best, healthy, emotional selves. So that's really what we're talking about today. And we're talking about trauma and how trauma really can really affect your bloodline, those who come behind you. It really affects even, we'll talk about this a little bit later after the break, but even changing your DNA, it talks about in science how trauma really can do that. And trauma, let me define trauma too, is really when something just unusual happens out of the ordinary that really overwhelms the senses. That's really what it is. It's something that happens out of the ordinary. It overwhelms the senses. And some traumas can be so significant, in fact, that people get to a place where they repress it and don't remember it until maybe a later date or something like that. So I'm going to start with a story. Okay, Dr. Sandra, I'm going to start with a story because some of you know, and I like to say my past life, my other life, I was a psychologist. And now, of course, I do some things that are different, but I certainly use this knowledge and information I used and learned as a psychologist to help other people grow and learn. So when I was in private practice, I was working with a young lady who had been referred to me because she was on a pacemaker and her primary care doctor couldn't find anything wrong with her heart. So they referred her to me. And after us meeting some time and working and just talking, really, about 4 months in, she started to have dreams. And then she came to the knowledge that she had been molested by her dad, who was no longer in her life, but who she esteemed highly. But he wasn't in her life. So anyway, she came to this conclusion and she was just, wow, just overtaken with grief and sadness. But as this is the beauty of it, once she came to that realization, learning the truth through these dreams and these suppressed memories that come to the surface, we were able to work through it. And some months later, she was able to discontinue therapy. And I saw her a couple of years later, and she was now in a relationship. She had a child. Even her continence glowed because she was able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the word does tell us the truth makes us free. So, Dr. Sunger, what do you think of that? Isn't that incredible that there was a memory that she had that she didn't remember, but it was affecting her current life? She was in broken relationships. She was volatile in her emotions. She was cutting people off a lot, things like that. But once she got free, once we worked through it, she was able to move forward in that thing and was able to uncover that trauma and realize that there was more life to live after that.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that?
So, you know, my first thought about that, because, you know, and I just want to highlight, you know, because you're one of my great friends, that not only is Dr. Celeste a psychologist, but her background, she is a trauma specialist. So that is mm-hmm. what she does. And so, so back to the story, you know, I think one of the things I want to highlight is the mind, body, spirit connection. Because a lot of times you mentioned that with your client, there was, you know, she was at the medical doctor's, and sometimes things are happening in the physical realm, in our physical bodies, but there's an emotional root. There's generally an emotional root. There is a mind, body, spirit connection. And, you know, you had to get to the emotional root of what was going on because she had repressed her emotions. She didn't even remember, you know, I think you said she was maybe in her 30s. She didn't remember that as a child she had been molested because it was so powerful. And it was such a traumatic experience. And this happens scientifically as we repress our memories because we cannot handle at the time, you know, as children, the different things. And, you know, I've studied, you know, in my work, I've studied and researched, you know, personality development. And, you know, I have a whole, you know, thing on, you know, board members, who runs your life, because as we develop our personality.
And you know what? Call it what it is. It's a theory. I love it. I love this theory,
that
you have about this boardroom. Yeah, absolutely. So explain to them what you mean by this boardroom and, you know, that board running your life.
Well, when you look at development, personality development, in the scientific realm, there are usually five stages, or, you know, there is a theorist named Eric Erickson, who I've done a lot of work around, where he's, there are five to eight developmental stages where, you know, from birth to, you know, through death, you know, there are different stages where you, you know, pick up your personality. And so, for example, between birth and years, probably 1 through 3, that's when we as human beings develop trust. So it's important, like if you were adopted, you know, how you develop trust with your caregivers, you know, that's where you establish trust in life. So, you know, for example, you can be, you know, you can have something traumatic happen to you at birth, or, you know, in the first 3 years of your life. And actually, it can affect everything you do for the rest of your life if you're not dealing with it, because you will develop trust or mistrust. And I know even personally, you know, I had, we don't have time for that, but, you know, even me, I had personal issues around that age where I developed trust. And so at 40 years old, you know, I was not trusting. And then I had to go back to the root cause of it and find out, oh, okay, this happened when I was a baby. And now a 3-year-old is still running a 40-year-old's life. So there are what we call board members that I say the theory is that joined at different stages of personality, you know, whether it's, you know, school age, when you're then developing, you know, your bonds with other social bonds. But the thing is, there are different personalities that develop around us, and they begin to run our lives, in other words. So that's kind of what I mean about that.
No, I love it. So people who are now listening and doing the Global Surrender Fast, they know my story based on the story that I tell in the 40-day Surrender Fast, and how at my grade level, you know, those grade school years, how I was so deeply influenced by my environment. Long story short, just being in an environment in a community that wasn't accepting in my fifth grade, and then going on to have this 10-year-old who said, so let's be careful, they're going to reject you, don't go in that crowd, don't go in that, you know, and really just running my life for decades. So I love what you're talking about, how we have these little people, you know, who get hurt at certain stages of development, and really their development gets arrested, and then they end up running our lives. That is fascinating.
Right. Yeah. And it's really, and like I said, it's like an internal, and the theory is it like an internal board of directors, and it's made up of the personalities created during human development stages. And that's what generally tends to run the day-to-day operations of our lives. And so if you don't have a handle on it, if you don't understand what the root is, you know, and a lot of times you develop and really you make decisions, like you just said, during traumatic experiences, or it could be a time, a traumatic time where you experience something that is, like you said, you know, unusual or greater than normal, especially as a child.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is so fascinating. So I'm hoping people are getting a sense of what we're really saying today, is that first of all, everyone gets hurt. Everyone has something that can be quote unquote traumatic that happens in childhood. And that a lot of times in our adult lives, we have ways in which we approach the world. Our worldview is skewed by that hurt that occurred in childhood. And we sometimes don't even do it. We know it. We just kind of operate from this kind of subconscious level, not realizing that, hey, I'm an adult, I'm 40 years old, or I'm 50 years old, and I really got to get control of this. So really it requires
unprocessed trauma. And so today I think it's important, because we're, as leaders, we're saying let's take a look and let's deal with maybe some of those things that are unprocessed. Let's look at some of the root causes. You know, maybe some of us are having some physical issues, or maybe some of us are having some, you know, mental things that are going on, or you keep having some reoccurring you know, things in life that are not too good. I think we're coming today to say, let's look at those things, because we want to see you have perfect peace and freedom. In order to do that, you really need to start looking at that and getting to the root, you know, from a clinical standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. And you know, and this is important. I know you and I look at Dr. Caroline Leaf, and some of you may want to look at some of her work around trauma and brain trauma, because I think it's important when you're looking at how do we uproot some of these past things, some of these past hurts, some of the things that are stopping us. You know what I'm talking about. You all have some things that are blocking you from that great success, from living that incredible life. And what are those things, and what do we do? And I know we're going to talk about that in our next segment, just giving you some practical things. But I think this is a really great topic today, Dr. Celeste.
I do too. And I'm excited. So you all don't go anywhere, because when we get back, we're going to give you actually some practical steps for uprooting trauma, okay? For uprooting trauma so that you find your freedom and you find your perfect peace. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Greetings, this is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast. We are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I know today's topic is a heavy one, but I believe there is freedom in this conversation. So I'm hoping that you're able to get some nuggets from it. And we're even realizing in between the break that, hey, this might need to be a part two, but we'll see how much we can cover as we continue in the second segment. But thank you for being back. I have with me my special guest, Dr. Sandra Rice, who was with us all summer, remember? And she talked about us living our incredible life. If we're going to find freedom, if we're going to have perfect peace and live our incredible life, there are some things we're going to have to dig up and work on and confront. So we're talking today about practical steps right here. We're going to give you four practical steps for uprooting trauma. So number one is ask for support. Ask for support. So I'll jump into that one, and I'll have Dr. Sandra do number two. But one, I mean, I can't say it enough, ask for support. And it goes without saying, you all, if we had a first step, of course, is prayer. You absolutely have to go to the Father, ask him to help you, even to see the things that you can't see. But then a step, again, number one is ask for support. And when I mentioned earlier about my client, how she came in, and she had to be willing to get support. She had to come in to the therapy. So we are encouraging you all to get a good Christian therapist in your life. Or maybe your church has some type of mental health ministry or emotional support ministry, something like that. But just asking for support. Sometimes it's as simple as phoning a friend. I need some help. I'm really struggling in this area. You know, can you give me some insight? It might be something as simple as a start right there, just asking a friend. But you have to ask for the support in order to get through that thing and be able to overcome and conquer that past hurt or whatever it was that continues to rule your life. Because we say today you're going to be free from it. So again, number one is ask for support. Number two, you got to do the work. You got to confront. So Dr. Sandra, what do you have to say with us with that point too?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you talk about doing the work, you have to be willing to confront some things. And, you know, it's amazing how, to me, like how, you know, the Holy Spirit works in our lives, where, you know, when we start talking about these things, you know, you may start getting glimpses of, oh, maybe I need to look at that. Maybe I need to look at that. So it's important as you begin to see some things and as you begin to, as things begin to be highlighted in your life, maybe of traumatic experiences or different things that you are willing to really look at it and do the work, because it could be a painful process. And that's why Dr. Celeste was mentioning number one is get support, have your, you know, closest friends around you. And again, have a trusted, you know, a community or people around you, because it has to be, when you're dealing with this type of, these types of aspects, you want to make sure you have the right people and trusted people in your life, but you got to be willing to confront it. And that's when we talk about board members. When you start seeing like, I don't trust people, or I can't get relationships right, or I'm always looking at, you know, I have a lot of fear around maybe success, or maybe, you know, a lot of people have fear around failure, but even more so people, we've talked about this over the summer, people have fear of success. So if you're really seeing that, you know, there are things and you want to look at how are they connected? How are they connected in my life? Then I think, you know, as you look at that, you'll begin to see who's running your life. Because that's the question to ask when you're confronting. What is happening? What is running my life right now? Is it a three-year-old who's been in a traumatic experience? Or am I really truly running my life as a kingdom person, a person who has a DNA of Christ? Am I truly walking in who I am?
Wow. And you know what? I love that, because you're right. You do have to confront it. Sometimes we have patterns of existing that we think are actually good, but they're actually defense mechanisms. So I was thinking as you were talking how in my 20s, I prided myself on cutting people off first. Like, you guys, I thought I was the best at that. I was like, please,
before you leave, I'm going to cut you off. And I will cut off. I was dating guys. I would cut them off the minute it seemed like things might be going the wrong way, or even friendships. Cut them off as if there was no remembrance of you on the earth, like you never existed. And I prided myself on that craziness. And that was that 10-year-old telling me, you better get out before you get hurt. You better run. And I would run. But you know what? Before I got married, so this is for any of our leaders who are thinking about they want to get married or anything like that, the Lord made me deal with that. What is that about? Do you see how you cut people off? Do you see how you, you know, and then I came to the conclusion, oh my goodness, I fear rejection. Didn't even realize it. I was priding myself on some foolishness. Oh my Lord, deliver me. Because God had to clean that up in me before I could walk into a marriage even, you guys. So this is not always right. just about the business and, you know, the aspects of your business, but it's this, we're really encouraging leaders to live your best life in every area of your life. So that's what it is. You've got to confront it. You've got to let the Holy Spirit bring it to light.
Absolutely. And that's a great point.
Yeah. So you got to, one, ask for support. Thank you for expounding on confronting and doing the work, and it won't be easy, but you got to confront those board members. And I think sometimes you even talk about firing those board members. Here's your resignation.
Oh yeah, I think we have to do that in part two. There is a firing process to the board of directors that are running your life that no longer serve you, because there are times when you realize that these personalities, this part of me no longer serves me. And so I need to give you a resignation. So let's talk about that in part two, because we have
got to
do
that in
that,
part
Dr. Celeste.
Because that is so important that you give them a resignation. I love that. So we just have a couple more minutes, but let's get through these other 2 points. So number three, you all, is open your heart. Open your heart. So again, ask for support, confront, and do the hard work. And open your heart. And what we mean by that is ask the Holy Spirit to help you to get in touch with your emotions. Sometimes when we've been traumatized, and I did 10 years of work with survivors of childhood sexual abuse, they were told how to feel. And they had to really stifle certain emotions that were important to really be successful in life and to really get through life. And one of those emotions was, you know, just the whole emotion of sadness and being able to cry. And I remember, again, going back to my client, when she was really starting to deal with the memories that she had related to her father, she had to open her heart enough to cry. And she was one of those people who was tough. I'm not going to cry. But I tell you all, we would sometimes spend a 45-minute session of just crying. She's just crying. The whole session.
Wow.
And it was okay.
Wow.
I had to be willing to, first of all, give her that space. And she had to be willing to cry. So you got to be able to open your heart.
Open your heart. And then also, Dr. Yeah. Suss, I would say self-care. It's a self-care piece. Be patient with yourself. Allow
love
yourself
that.
And your experiencing
yeah.
this. Have, mm-hmm. you know, be patient. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. You just want to get to, like, completion in this. You know, it does not have to be perfect. And you want to get to surrender as we're surrendering, you know, this on the global surrender fast. But the self-care piece is so important when you're walking through these processes and getting to freedom, that you're patient with yourself
wow.
and patient with others. So I think that's another thing to remember about number three, and when you open your heart.
Thank you for saying that. Right. Self-care, being patient, kind to yourself. I love that. And then lastly, you all, number four, here we go. You got to be willing to tell your story. I know some of you are like, now it's time
wow.
to click off. Now it's time to click off the podcast.
That's a good one.
Tell your story, what? And it doesn't mean you have to tell your story in front of thousands of people, but you got to be willing to tell your story. Maybe it's a trusted friend, or you might start first by just journaling that story out in your journal, and then you go tell your friend. Because the word tells us we overcome by the words of our testimony. What do you say to that, Dr. Sandra?
Yeah, I remember you telling me about your client, and you were saying how, mm-hmm. you know, the freedom she truly walked into is when she was able to really talk to her mother about it and talk to her, I think mm-hmm. you said her best friend. And once
right.
she was able to open up that realm and say, you know what, this happened to me, that woman walked out like of her jail cell. The walls came down. She was able to really walk in a whole different level of freedom because she was able to say it. And sometimes you just have to name it, you have to say it, and that does something. Even, you know, we deal a lot with psychology and trauma around the work that we do, you and I do, but when you're able to talk about that as a person, as a leader, as an organization, this happened, something happened. I'm telling you, it really opens you up, opens mm-hmm. up another level of freedom and for you. So I think that's important to be able to share your story. And again, like you said, you don't have to go on Oprah Winfrey, but there may be a trusted advisor, and make sure that person has earned your trust. You know, please don't just say it to anybody, because a lot of times these are personal issues. These are things that you really need to make sure there's somebody who is there and a really a great trusted confidant.
I love it.
Some people may want to write a book about it. Some people may, may have the ministry to write a book about it, because that may free, 20,000 more people, with you sharing your story. But that may not be for everybody.
Absolutely. But you got to overcome by your words or your testimony. You got to get that story out. And again, one person, two people, 1,000, whatever the Lord is directing you to do, but you got to do it. So I love this. So again, you guys, the steps are for finding, steps for uprooting that trauma, ask for support, confront and do the work, open your heart and be patient toward yourself, and tell your story. Love that. So we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Hello, and welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I hope you have enjoyed what we have talked about today. And enjoy might be the wrong word, but we hope you can take away some nuggets and some things that you can use in your own life in order to be able to find your freedom and perfect peace when it comes to past hurt. So again, we have with us Dr. Sundra Rice. I want to give you an opportunity just to share another line or two, and then also how people can stay in touch with you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm so excited again about this topic today, because we're really talking about, what we talk about is your inheritance and it is perfect peace, and God has given us that inheritance. So I hope that this was beneficial for you today to start really looking at how can I look at some things that, may have been stopping, blocking me, or running my life in a way that no longer serves me. So that I can really, really walk in this. Go ahead, Dr.
No, you're on to something. So that I didn't mean to cut you off, but when you said that this is our inheritance, that thing just got me excited, because you're right.
Yes.
Our DNA is in Christ, right? Not
yes,
just
absolutely.
In what has happened in our natural bloodline, but really our DNA is in Him. I love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing. So no matter what has happened in your life, no matter what the trauma, whether in your personal life, your childhood, and business, it can be things that happen in adulthood. But really, I love that your bloodline, your DNA is in Christ. And that's why we can truly overcome. And that's why we can truly walk in freedom. No matter what the issue is, we can get to the root of it. And then we can go forth and walk in our freedom and our inheritance. So you can get in touch with me. My name is spelled a little bit differently on social media. It's Sundra Rice, SundraRyce. You can get in touch with me on Instagram. You can message me or Facebook. And also, you can email me. You can email me at srice@ricedevelopment.com. Love to hear from you.
So, yes, thank you so much. You can keep in touch with Dr. Sundra that way. It's going to be awesome. You all make sure you stay in touch with her. But haven't you enjoyed today's segment? It has been amazing. So, we're going to have to do a part two, Dr. Sundra, right?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Love it. So you all, we have been a part of our Global Surrender Experience, and some that have come on today have checked us out today just to get a little bit more information about Perfect Peace. But if you want to find out more, make sure you check us out, surrenderfast2020.com. All right, you all, be blessed. And there's no other way to live but to be surrender before our God. And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.